knowledge of this realm known as Nia.
So just towards the end of that, I was sitting in a forest, cross-legged, beside it like a campfire, and it was spinning around clockwise, like the cameras around me clockwise. But ahead of me now, the trees have opened up, and there is a pyramid in the distance. So I stand up, and it's kind of like that famous painting of the guy on the edge of the cliff. And I'm on like a high place above a huge forest. It's very dark, the forest, but it's not nighttime. It's almost as the rock I'm on is floating. I'm high enough that I can see the horizon on all sides. The rock seems to be moving forward. I assume north, but I don't know. The pyramid is made of glass with a steel frame, kind of like the one outside the Louvre. It's huge. I'm traveling over it. There's a huge statue of Shiva coming out of the clouds. It's blue. Maybe it's not a statue. He's huge and he's kind of beckoning me to keep going. He's a staff in his hand, just gold, with a red gem at the top. So I'm still on this rock moving, although I've sat down cross-legged again. Okay, the sun is to kind of 5 o'clock behind me, and it's either setting or I think it's rising. So I'm not exactly going north, I suppose. Other rocks, people, but they're going the opposite direction. And there's like a starfish, but it's a plant and it's got teeth. And I'm back down in the forest beside it's a swamp. It's kind of a bit like Empire Strikes Back forest. And there's a wolf man, kind of a bit like Splinter from the Turtles, only a wolf. And he's pointing to tell me to go further into the swamp. There's like an opening. And he's following behind me. I ask him what his name is. He says, Darius. And I ask him, what is he or who is he? And he says, he's the protector. And he's a bit annoyed with me asking questions, just telling me to move forward. So I'm kind of going through like a circular opening in the trees, kind of have to brush stuff out of my way. And there is a kind of a feel of like that Empire Strikes Back, is that it's some sort of master and apprentice Padawan thing. Only it's a yacht that's in the swamp, not a whatever it is, plane that look at. It's like a toy yacht. And the wolf dude is pointing at it. So I take it out of the water. I'm looking at it. It's got like a light on the top of it. I ask him, what's it for? He says, don't you know? So I just look at it again. He says, is it for carrying things? He says, no. Is it for traveling? This is kind of. So I put it back in the water. And it's like has an engine or something, so it's traveling down this stream, the swamp water. I'm kind of following it with my mind's eye. Now I'm flying above the forest and there's like a line attached to me to the boat. And I have kind of like a wings, but it's not wings, it's like cloth between that's attached to my arms and then to my legs. Like a gliding suit. Touch down beside some rocks and the boat's on the shore or on the side of the river and there's a tunnel. It's like a very circular tunnel, like a man-made tunnel for like sewerage, but it's too big. Maybe a train tunnel. And oh, I've been kind of pulled into it. Kind of feels like a bit like a barrel of a gun, and then the radioactive sign is there. It's getting very, very dark. And the whole feel has changed. Everything feels quite closed in. Very, very different. The wolf man thing is here as well, Darius. He lights a match. Puts it out, he just wanted to let me know he was there. I look behind me and the entrance is closing in. Guy here in a white robe with a bowl. Some water. I'm in a cavern. There's some water. There's another guy playing a steel drum or some sort of instrument like that. There's a whole kind of sense that I got before. It was like, is this what you're looking for? Is this what you're expecting? Like it's been done because this is what I think it should be. And there's a big hand pointing at me now. And a woman dancing. It's like a show. It's so I said, no, I want to see the real thing then. Two people, well, there's a man kissing a woman, but it's like it's damaging the woman. He's kind of got a hood. It's very strange. He's kind of looking at me. He's some sort of demon, ghoul. He's no eyes. Sort of like a, some sort of vampire type thing. There's a grey alien. Then a black sun. Something faint moving, like in the wind. And again, the baby and the worm. Kind of a load of random people. Pregnant woman. Woman with white hair, pure black skin. And then hands making a square. Just loads of random shapes and things kind of blending into each other. None of it really makes any sense or can really describe any of it. It's like things forming out of, I don't know, some sort of goo of primordial cloud or liquid or something. And it's just things are very random and, you know, fleeting and have no sense to them, just like random thoughts. Yeah, I think that's it. I think it stopped there.